Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ross's Rants. I want to say thank you for the people who are supporting my page and supporting my podcast. You can find it on Ross's Rants Podcast on Facebook. You can find it at, Ross_Rants_Podcast on Instagram, and you can also find it on Spotify and Anchor, and I think 7 or 8 more platforms, which is dope. Over time, the Anchor has advanced over the time. Obviously, you know that I haven't done a podcast in 2 years. The reasons why I haven't done a podcast in 2 years is mainly because of personal reasons. I went through a pretty nasty ending of a relationship, and then I went through a pretty deep phase of depression, I would say. It was one of those where it kind of like affected a lot of things I did. I made a lot of bad decisions. I hung out with people that I shouldn't hung out with, and I did a lot of things that I shouldn't have done. I openly will apologize to the people that I hurt during my time that I was going through trying to find myself. And like, sometimes you gotta go dig yourself into a hole to try to get yourself out, I guess. I know this doesn't seem right, but at the time it did. So I took a hiatus from podcasting, and I was like, well, I need to fix my life and figure out who I am. So I want to travel. I want to see things. And I decided to go back to contracting. I went back to contracting. And during that time, we also had the wonderful pandemic. And I would say that the pandemic sucked for most people. And it just went from 2 weeks to 2 years. Which, you know, it just seems like any kind of bad relationship, you can go from one day to like a fucking thousand. So during that time, also, the positive of this is that I decided to come back to podcasting, and I decided to make more episodes. So I am doing a special Christmas episode for everybody, and I would like to say Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year's to everybody. Also, crazy thing. Today in history, in 1883, the poem for Old Saint Nick was created today. So that's pretty cool. The 2 years that I was gone, I had a lot of friends that were asking me if I wanted to do a podcast again, and I said, I don't know, don't really feel it, and I was going to, and I made some bullshit-ass episode back in 2019, which really didn't do anything, and, you know, it was one of those where I was like, dope, I don't know where the fuck I'm going in life, so I don't really think that was the direction that I wanted to do with this, because like this time I was decided to make some notes, and when I made the notes, I was like, fuck it, man. Like, that's not what this podcast is about. It's about ranting and raving and pretty much doing, just talking about shit, man. Talking about life. I did have a friend recently contact me about it. He was asking me about doing a podcast and was telling me that I should talk about like personal experiences and life and just whatever the fuck I got to think about, I guess. And I was just like, well, yeah, man, I guess, because like I'm coming back into doing podcasting again, which has changed over the time, like in the past 2 years, especially during the pandemic. Podcasts are everything now, and I guess it's like, you know, their version of their own talk show. Some people have their versions that they want to listen to and some don't, so I hope that I can gain more people this time and attempt to expand my brand, I guess you would call it, because technically this is my brand now. I So, on that notion, excuse me, I started to really think about going back into podcasting, and that was probably last year. During the pandemic, I was like, man, I should probably really do this because it'd be a lot of good shit to talk about because there was a lot of stuff that happened during 2020. Like, 2020 was the craziest year in probably in our lifetime. So during this time, I wanted to just gather as much shit that I can talk about. And I did. I gathered a lot of shit. And I gathered a lot of useless shit that nobody really gives a fuck about. So during this time, I was just like really wanted to focus on mainly my mental health and fixing the missing part of me that I lost from, but I guess, I mean, I don't really give a fuck if anybody knows, but so I went through a nasty divorce, and it was pretty bad, man. Like, I guess, like, I seen something earlier today where, like, people is like, you really won't know your life events until they're fucking presented to you, and then life it kind of smacks you in the face and lets you be humble. So I never thought in my life that I would be divorced. I never thought that I would got married. Never thought that I would survive an IUD blast. Never thought that I would have been in combat. Never thought that I would have been a contractor. Never thought that I would own a house at one point. Never thought that I would be sitting and like having dinner in Dubai and then having breakfast in London type shit, like rapper or some stuff. I never thought I was going to do crazy stuff like that or doing like stupid shit, like getting blacked out drunk and not knowing the fuck I'm at, or just, like dumb shit during this time period. So I started thinking and I started trying to put my shit together because, like, somebody was just like, yo, you need to put your big boy pants on and stop being a fucking idiot. And I was just like, yeah, it's time. It's time to stop fucking feeling sorry for myself because nobody else is going to. And it's all about, like, after life kind of slapped me in the face and pretty much beat my ass, I picked myself up and I was like, I'm gonna go back to contracting. And that, as far as it goes on that one, I'm not gonna really talk much about it because there's certain things I can and can't say, and I'm not going to jeopardize things. So I picked myself up and went back contracting. And it was great, man. It's great. Great, good times. Like, I went to Austria last year. Austria was fucking beautiful. It was kind of crazy. I went there during the pandemic, so I didn't really get to do much, but God, it's so beautiful. So I ended up going there. I went to Florida, got to see my goddaughter. Ellie is pretty fucking awesome. She's the coolest little baby ever. I'm glad my friend got to have kids and is married now, and he's having another one on the way. I mean, I'm like super stoked about him being the watching him being a parent is just the coolest thing as a friend. So that was going on, and I was just like, man, I really love firearms. I really love shooting guns. I really love being out at the range. I love the outdoors. I just want to start training and, like, kind to not really reinvent the wheel, because I really hate when people talk about reinventing the wheel, because you don't. There's a thousand ways to skin a cat, so those ways have already been thought of. It's just somebody that's gonna just find a way to make it look better. But I really wanted to get into more on basic gun safety and understanding of that, because I think if you can reach that level and approach it where you can explain to a person that has no gun knowledge that you can teach them how to operate a gun and understand that it is a tool versus that it is this scary object, it could change a lot of people's perspectives. So me and my friend decided to start our own company, and we Man, it's crazy to think that I have had this crazy road of up and downs and angles and like different fucking directions and forks in the road, and like everything's thrown at me, and it's still gonna keep being thrown at me because it's life. Life just fucking wants to do shit. So, yeah, we started our business. We got our IRS number, and then we got our LLC. So I'm not going to release the name on this. I'm going to talk to my buddy and see what he wants to do, how we're going to release it, and what's our process of how we're going to get this rolling. We're looking at mainly 2023, hopefully, if we don't have another crazy ass fucking lockdown, or I don't know, some crazy war that we keep fucking tempting at with Russia. I really hope we don't. So we're gonna look at that, and we're gonna see where it goes. And I am super, super stoked on this. I think it's time to stop chasing the dreams of going back overseas or finding whatever missing void that you have with like what you had with your brothers when you were overseas. And so on that note too, also, please guys, it is the holiday season, ladies as well. Please get a hold of your loved ones, your friends, your families, people who are ever struggling, the ones that you haven't talked to in like years, months, days. Get a hold of them. Ask them how they're doing. See if they're okay. Because I mean, like, people may look like they're okay on the outside, but on the inside, they're really probably something bothering them. I mean, nobody expected that Robin Williams was going to commit suicide till he did. So, I mean, suicide is still one of the, I wouldn't say it's a pointless death. It's not the solution to a permanent pro it's a permanent problem. I forget how to say the fucking saying. Somebody knows it, and they're probably like listening to it, and it's going to be like, I know what he's talking about, but it's a solution to a problem that doesn't have to be permanent. Everything's temporary right now in life. Like, you know, like we sit here and people are just constantly finding something new to just like there's so much negativity right now in the world that people just find a way to bitch about something that is pretty easily could be solved or not even that big of a fucking deal. And it's just wild, mind-boggling, actually. And so if we can just help out our loved ones with the problems that they have, or help out friends, or find new ways to not bitch about problems that can be solved. And if they can't be solved, why are you worrying about them? Like, some people just don't understand the concept of staying in their own lane, which I guess, you know, people haven't, we just have everything handed to us, so we don't really have lanes anymore. So that I think that's probably one of the reasons why nobody really stays in their own lane anymore. So, like I said, during this time, tuck that 2 year hiatus, I just wanted to clear my head and just see things that I'm pretty sure people got to see my personal Instagram page where I was posting pictures and all the good times I was having, and probably all the bad times. And they're probably like, yo, what the fuck was wrong with this guy? And I mean, I probably would like to hear it from somebody. I mean, most of the people that criticized me, it was probably some woman that I was just messing with for a day. That seems to happen. But overall, things are good. I mean, I can't, like, I'm happy, and I am enjoying things that I get to do, and I'm seeing amazing places. I went to Tennessee to visit a friend that he was actually one of my Marines. First time I seen him in 10 years, got to see his family, his wife, and it was amazing. I got to see the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, got to drive through Tennessee going back to North Carolina. I got to drive through the mountains, and it was so beautiful. I didn't take pictures of it because it was one of those, like, on these travels, I've been kind of wanting to just live in the moment, see what I wanted to see, and then express my feelings on how I'm taking it all in. Like, I mean, it was just so amazing. So it was like me, my dog, and like I'm just traveling with my dog. And I went to Colorado also last summer. Never been to Colorado. If you've never been in Colorado, Colorado is a place to go. It is beautiful. I know, talking to some of my conservative friends, they were like, yeah, but all the liberals. And I was just like, dude, don't even worry about it, man. Like, nobody gives a fuck. Like, it's so beautiful there. Got to go up to, like, one of the highest point mountains that they have there. I forget the name of it, but the scenery of it was just so breathtaking. It was just, like, we were driving through this town. It was like Georgetown or whatever. We're going towards Georgetown and we're driving through this valley. And it literally was like two fucking mountains crossing through. And there was a giant ass lake in the center of it. And it was like picture perfect. Like someone painted that. Like it was the most amazing masterpiece I've ever seen in my life so far. And I was just so happy. I got to go shoot guns out there. Got to go train with some dudes that work with Fieldcraft. And, man, the nicest people you'll ever meet. God, they were so genuine. With that, traveling there. And then I went to Florida. Went to the beach. Seeing that was amazing. Went down towards the coastal line in North Carolina, got to see that. Drove through West Virginia on the back roads. Went through the back roads pretty much when I went home to visit my family back in Ohio. And God, man, it's just like the simple pleasures, just seeing like the twists and the windy roads and the mountains, or like driving up. So this last time I went to Ohio to go to a Browns game, which, tough year for my Browns. Just driving up through it, like, it sucked driving up to, because parts of Ohio goes flat and it's just a 2-lane highway and it's so long. But it was so cool getting closer towards the city. Like getting to see the Hall of Fame, the area where the NFL Hall of Fame is, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and getting to see the Canton High School, because the last time I went up there, they didn't have that new stadium, and so I went up there this time. I haven't been to a game in like 4 years, mainly because like the last two I just couldn't go, because like that was something that me and my ex spent time going to the games and spending time there, and like I've loved going up to Cleveland. Great time. So this time I got to go, and I went solo, and it was just me and my dog. And Thor is just an amazing fucking dog, man. I don't think I could ever ask for something like a pet that fucking amazing. And so I go there, and the first night I went to this bar. I've been there before, and I went to this bar and I had a few drinks. I met a lawyer, and like me and him just had like a fucking 2-hour conversation. And then like, well, it was an Irish pub. I think it's McFlannery's or whatever it's called. It's some Irish pub. And it's one of my favorites up in Cleveland. And so I ended up going there, and I went to another bar, and I ran into him again. And like me and him just sat there and bullshit and talked to a whole bunch of fucking women. And like I was talking to them, and he was explaining like his law firm and everything else. Great dude. And then I ended up talking to another girl. Then I'm talking to these two dudes, and then like I ended up hanging out with the bartender, and I just pretty much went back. And the next day my family came up, and we just like, I met a friend. She was really cool about it. Like she was going to the game, so like she was helping us around the town. And I ended up going to this brunch place, and I had breakfast, and it was the best waffles I ever had in my entire life. And I know I'm saying it's the best thing ever I've ever had. Like every journey that I go on, like every traveling event that I go on, I just try to like just live. Like it's the most amazing time that you can just sit there and enjoy, not have to worry, not stress, not plan. You just plan your trip out in the beginning, and then you just live. And I'm like, fuck, dude, that's amazing. And so I'm up there, and I'm having this breakfast, and like, it was like an egg Benedict, but it was an egg Benedict with waffles. But I fucked up, and I wanted like sunny side up eggs versus scrambled, which I'm a fucking idiot. And they had this, it's like maple syrup with maple bourbon syrup, and it fucking to die for. Bartenders were amazing, great people. I think it's called Bell's. If you ever get a chance, go to Cleveland, go to Bell's. Totally recommend it. Really awesome place. And I went there, and then the girl that I was hanging out with, she was like showing me around and stuff, and she knew fucking everybody in Cleveland, it seemed like. So like, we had a chance to me and my family. She was like, "I just want to show you Cleveland, show you a good time," and I was just like, "Dope." And she was trying to hook us up with fucking free bowling tickets, and that would have been fucking dope. But we ended up going to this other bar. We hung out with my family, watched the game. We didn't win it, but whatever. It was a fun time. Hung out with my cousins. We went bar hopping that night. We went everywhere, like downtown, and it was fucking amazing. Great time. Got to spend time with my family. It was good seeing them. I haven't seen them in a year. And so the drive back, I had to go down to visit my buddy in Tennessee. So it's like driving from one point Ohio to the other. So I end up driving through Cincinnati. And I've always hated Cincinnati. I've always thought it fucking was weird. So I drove through it, and then I hit Kentucky. And Kentucky is so beautiful. And so I was driving through Kentucky, and then it got dark, and then I couldn't really see it. But then, like, once I hit Tennessee, it was like all mountains, and it was fucking amazing. Stayed at my buddy's house. Fucking great dude. And then we went out. We went driving around. He showed me places. We worked out. We talked. We had like fucking, we would have conversations where we would just sit there and talk about life and what's going on and how we are. And like, it's so crazy to see how much you went from the age of like 22 to 20, like 22, 23, 20s, like in your early 20s. I would say from 23 and under to like 18, and like seeing how much like maturity and life-changing events and just overall like growth. And it just was like a very, very like opening experience with them. And I was just like, damn, dude, this is amazing. Love that area. So I drove through the mountains, and it's just like I said, it was me and Thor. Thor's just hanging his head out. Perfect weather, like 60 degrees the entire time. Thor's just having his head out the window, and we're just living life. Stopped in Weaverville in North Carolina. Went to my favorite brewery in that area. Love that place. And I went there, and then I went to another brewery, which was walking distance, because I parked my truck there, and I got this weird towing thing. So I was just like trying not to get my truck towed, because I just bought a truck. And so the brewery I went to is called Zebulon. And if you ever have a chance to go to Zebulon, it is a nano brewery. It's not a microbrewery, it's a nano brewery. And it's a Bertiste, I guess it's called, or whatever it is, some fancy term that somebody came up with. And I went there, and they had some beers that were like classic beers from back in the day. And I ended up buying a couple bottles, and I drove back, and I wanted to stay the night, and I didn't. So I ended up driving back, and my other friend was like, "Yo, come over and smoke some cigars." We drank some beers, we hung out, smoked cigars, had another conversation about life. My other buddy from the military. And so I got to travel, and man, it was just, this last time was really good on the travel. Like, I went, hung out with friends, got to see some pretty cool sights, got to go to restaurants that I've never been to. I got to pretty much like actually see what Cleveland was, and I got to see what like Pigeon Forks. That was pretty awesome. So like, you know, I get to see some pretty cool stuff. Like, there's That was that last time, and like I said, Colorado before that was amazing. And like all these traveling stuff is just like living in the moment, seeing life, and just like going through, just trying to pretty much find myself. Like it was like what I pretty much gathered from this, like from the like my really bad divorce and my separation and like toxic relationships. I wasn't really growing. Like people kind of latched on, and it was like a bunch of leeches pretty much. And I, during this time, I've been finding myself by myself, and it is like very eye-opening almost. Like it's like a new growth, a new part of me. It's getting better. And I'm just overall just happy about it. So I just felt like it was time to start podcasting again and try to compete with people that's been doing it since 2020. Hopefully I can improve. So like it just, overall, I mean, there's that. And then I would say, things are good. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about, I was talking about it earlier with a couple guys that I know, and I have to say this, and I hope that I don't ruin someone's day, but I'm going to. The new Matrix is by far the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. The entire movie was, they could never did it and I've been perfectly fine. Like I don't think we need another one. I thought the third one was bad, but holy fuck, man, that one was terrible. And I hate it because I really like Keanu. I think he's a hell of an actor. We used to have a joke when I was in Iraq in 08. We had this cutout from, I want to say Rolling Stones, and we hung it up in our fucking room in this house that we were staying at down in, it was Fab Abdallah. Everybody knew about a dollar rolls. So there was this fucking picture of Keanu, and it was like right around when Constantine was coming out, or right after it, or whatever. And like, we always made fun of Keanu because he was just like a fucking terrible actor. He's like, I know Kung Fu. But we always made this joke about praise Keanu. And it just made me think about that with all the fucking Keanu movies every time. I was like, holy shit, he's actually a really good actor. And so this movie was so fucking bad. Like, there was no fucking point to this. Like, I don't want to fucking knock on the movie, and I don't think I have, like, any fucking movie reviews to fucking knock on anybody's shit because I'm not a fucking Karen. But this movie, goddamn. Like, it was like the plot didn't make any sense. Like, I mean, it did, kind of, but it kind of did. The storyline was like 2 hours of just fucking ad lib. So it'd be like listening to one of my terrible podcasts for 2 hours. Both of them don't have any points. So just listening to that fucking, like, listening. Just overall, watching that movie, like, after I was done, one of the guys, like, I was watching it on my tablet, and one of the guys was just like, dude, you look depressed. And I was like, man, I just watched the fucking new Matrix. And they're like, is it that bad? And I was just like, yeah, it's fucking terrible. And it just fucking crushed me, man. And like the next movie I'm looking forward to is the new Batman. Man, if that shit fucking sucks, I'm gonna be like, fuck, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. So yeah, like I ended up watching that movie. Was pretty depressed. Kind of bummed, but I ended up just going to the gym and working out, so it was one of those. It kind of worked out in his favor, I guess. Actually, no, I worked out that morning. I did, I was doing legs. Man, it was cold as fuck in the morning time, and I just, there's those days where you just wake up and you're just like, fuck, everything hurts. The older you get, everything hurts. People should have never fucking said that. You're gonna regret it when you get older. And it's like, nah, man, I'll be fine. Yeah, that shit lied. That was a fucking lie. I should have never lied to myself about that shit. Like every joint hurts. Like I can hear my, like the cool part, like I was talking to this friend of mine, and they were like, they're turning like 24 or 25, I think. No. Yeah. And they were like, well, you're just old. And I was like, yeah, the only thing I got from when I turned 30 was both my knees popping and my ankles and possibly my hips. Sometimes I'd fucking go bend down to pick up something. So, but I mean, overall, like getting old is really not that bad. Like outside of your knees popping every time. I'm surprised my knees haven't popped from sitting down for too long, but I'm pretty sure once I stand up, it's gonna probably pop. So yeah, I just, like I said, I just wanted to do this podcast to tell everybody I'm back. It's like that John Wick line. I guess I could say I'm back. He didn't say it like that. I forget what it was. Whatever. I'm terrible at movie lines. It doesn't matter. So yeah. So this will be another podcast that I am doing by myself, which I realized that the last time I did a podcast by myself, it was the same thing. I say a lot of and so. There is probably something I should probably work on. Since I said there instead of saying so, I was trying to use the word. I'm pretty sure that someone's gonna knock on my grammar while I speak, but also I'm retarded, so it doesn't really fucking matter anyways. I got the autism screeching really loud in me. And like I said, please let me know what you think about my podcast. Like I said, I started the Facebook page again. I have the Instagram page. I'm on Anchor. The new link, I was on Podbean, but I ended up losing my Podbean subscription because I didn't want to pay for it. So I don't know how that worked out. Also, I'm on Spotify and I am pretty sure I'm on Stitcher, Google, and a couple other ones that Anchor does. I think Anchor is a pretty solid podcast. I know that, I have to do an ad for them to get some money. So I guess I can say that I can make some money off of this podcast. I am glad to be back to doing podcasting again. Hopefully the next episode won't be around the holidays. I want to try to expand the episodes in the future to more interviews again. I would like to interview some of my friends and some of my colleagues, if possible. But we will see where it goes because I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a lot of things with everybody. Just want to have some more decent episodes for others and try to spread some good word to others and make fun of shit because that's what everything needs to be made fun of. Like, wokeism needs to be made fun of. Craziness needs to be made fun of. And stupid ass fucking movies, TV shows, terrible fucking music, everybody needs to be made fun of. I mean, it's just, people just need to have someone to talk shit, and I'm willing to talk shit and also spread the good word, I guess. I don't know. Never really talked about the whole the good word and the good book. But I can say, like I said before, and to everybody that has listened to my podcast, and I'll say it again at the end, please make sure that you talk to your friends and families, loved ones, dudes that you served with, buddies that know dudes that they served with that you probably didn't serve with. Make sure that people are reaching out to others. Also, everybody knows the national suicide number. I mean, you don't have to know it offhand. You have the greatest device in the world at the hand of you for knowledge. Make sure that you can get a hold of your friends and let them know. And if they're going through some shit, man, it's cool, man. Like, people go through some shit. I went through my shit. Everybody goes through their shit. Just Google the number, send it to them if they need it. Like, I wouldn't just say send it to them if you feel like they're suicidal because they said they're really bummed the fuck out, or they say something like, I really wish I would fucking die, even though they don't, and they're joking about it. But you never know. So, I hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year's. I am looking forward to talking to you guys again. Thank you.